Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in. Dana and Parks coming up an hour from right now. Next story came to us out of Fox 11. This is out of Appleton. This is Wisconsin, if I'm not mistaken. And we have an underage suspect in a traffic crash that was fatal. That's bad enough. He's 18 years old. And he allegedly had a blood alcohol level more than double the legal limit and was driving more than 130 miles an hour in this crash. Wow. So this was at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Near Richmond Street and I-41. One person was taken to the hospital and later pronounced dead.
Like, I not to interrupt you, but I just want to go over one of those details again really quick, because it's one thing going 130 miles an hour on the highway. That's horrifying, but whatever. The fact that this happened at an intersection, this is on surface roads. This is, this isn't just going down the highway. This is not the first intersection this kid blew through. There's no way. Right. He just didn't care. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. That's
I just
cool.
thought, so, like, let's not talk. Let's make sure that this is, people know this is at an intersection.
Yeah.
On just regular old streets.
Yeah. So his name is Carter Green. Again, 18 years old. When interviewed by police, he said he had a green light when he entered the intersection and that he had not been drinking. Okay. There was a passenger in that car who said Green had four beers at a bonfire earlier in the evening and then a non-alcoholic beer at a strip club before the crash.
Okay. I need to stop again. And who cares that he had a non-alcoholic beer? Is that necessary for the reporting? I mean, non-alcoholic beer, I believe, contains a slight bit of alcohol, but like as much
as... You can't get all of it out.
As much as bread does or something. Yeah. But also... Maybe this is the kind of puritanical, simple life I've led. I didn't think you'd get into strip clubs at 18. I thought you had to be 21.
Maybe in Wisconsin it's...
Maybe Wisconsin
it's different.
Strip club age. Let's see. 21.
Huh.
Yeah.
Maybe he knew somebody.
Oh, it's if they serve alcohol. If a club does not serve alcohol, local municipal and ordinance may say 18. Okay. What kind of strip club doesn't serve alcohol?
Usually, sometimes they're BYOB.
The Mormon strip club?
Yeah, sometimes you'd bring your own.
Oh, okay. Well, he brought it in his tummy, I guess.
Yeah. So the passenger, again, this passenger cooperated with police and said he saw the speedometer reach 130 miles an hour after they left the bonfire and that Green ignored his request to slow down. The passenger said he had just gotten a new turbo put in the car that day and, wanted to test it out. So again, he tells police, no, sir, I haven't been drinking. No, sir. I thought it was a green light. Yeah, but he failed elements of the field sobriety test and a preliminary breath test put him at 0.17 BAC, which is more than twice the legal limit of 0.08. So they went back and they looked at traffic cameras and surveillance video, and that showed speed estimates to 130 to 143 miles an hour.
Jeez.
And when they looked at it, the images indicated that he would have had a red light at the time of the crash, shocking absolutely no one. Because of course, of course you're going to say, and what a dummy for saying,
yeah.
Like, there are ways to prove the things that he said. So he now has been charged with first degree reckless homicide and two misdemeanors for that crash.
One, drinking and driving is a huge problem everywhere. It is a particularly large problem. And you know, growing up in that area, probably.
Oh, yeah. I have family from Appleton.
In Wisconsin. Yeah. It's you can find maps of this where it'll show DUIs, but also rates of alcohol usage per state. And it'll be like most states are like, say it's red is the worst and blue is the best. Most states will be bluish, purplish, maybe a little bit pink. And then Wisconsin is just dark blood red.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Is it a cultural thing? Is it because it's cold? There's not much to do, especially the further north you get.
This is the explanation that I hear is that Wisconsin is a football state, right? It's the Packers. It's big on football. Wisconsin and so because of the Packers and because Milwaukee being such a beer town, that it's beer country and it's cheese country and beer and cheese. And they go nuts then.
I guess because, I mean, St. Louis, granted, I don't have a football team, but St. Louis has Anheuser-Busch. You don't see the kind of rates there that you have for Milwaukee because of what Milwaukee's best.
What is the
big brewery
there's
up a, there?
There's, I'll never think of it right now, but there's one big one. I don't want to make guesses. People.
Yeah.
But there's a big one, a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
That are based there. But anyway, they are
Schlitz, Pabst, and Miller. Yeah. Miller's the big one. Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe because of the cold. Like, what else is there to do except drink beer?
But this,
I guess
this didn't happen in the cold.
No, it did not.
Yeah.
Just because you have a bonfire doesn't mean it's cold outside.
Yeah.
And therefore, you know, let's also point out the drinking age is 21, not 18.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too, is it's 20. I think Wisconsin was one of the last states to raise it to 21. It was like them in Montana back in the 70s. And basically the federal government said, if you don't raise the drinking age, we're not going to give you funds for your highways. And they're like, fine. So they raised it. Here's another weird, like, I don't know, just a hypothetical, maybe throw this out there. Should we, like, you're not allowed to rent a car without paying an extra fee unless you're 25. Should we maybe say you can't drive a specific car until you're 25? Like you can only drive like a minivan. You can only drive a Geo Metro. You can only drive a Toyota Camry. Because this car he was driving was souped up. It had a turbo in it.
Yeah. And that's why he was going so fast
is
he wanted to test it out.
Should we have governors on cars for anybody under the age of 25?
So where, I like that idea.
Yeah, they're not allowed to drive over that limit.
Yes, you know? Unless you're passing an emergency vehicle or whatever. But
I'm waiting for that with like Tesla, because if you get in to a Tesla, it'll be specific to whoever the driver is. Like my settings when I get in the car are different than Katie's settings. I get in, the radio's different, but also my seat's different, the air conditioning's different, all that stuff. And then Katie gets in, it's obviously different. They should have it like where if Henry starts driving, the car is more restrictive as far as speed limit is concerned. And as far as keeping distance from other drivers, like, teenage functions in cars. I think it'd be a good idea. It should
this
be safety.
Guy had, I'm looking at the probable cause statement against him. It's lengthy, obviously. And just them talking about when they first encountered him, he was very fidgety and would not stand still and continuously adjusted his sweatshirt and sleeves. While standing next to him, the officer could smell the odor of intoxicants coming from his person. The officer asked Carter if he had been drinking, and he said, absolutely not. I have not had anything to drink. There were unopened cans of beer in the car. At least they were unopened. So I guess that's okay. But the other car that was involved was just absolutely totaled, as it would be if you hit it going 130 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, of course it is.
I, I look at the statistics. 16 to 17 year olds have three times the fatal crash rate of drivers over the age of 20. 16 to 19 year olds have nearly four times the overall crash rate of drivers 20 plus. Mm-hmm. Risk peaks at the age of 16. Here's my question with that is, do you think that that is because of their age or because of lack of experience or both? And if it is both, which one is more than the other? So I think it's an age thing, because you don't, when you talk to younger people about stuff, they are more willing to take risks because mm-hmm. they don't understand. They haven't lived long enough to almost have died several times. Mm-hmm. And they think they're, you know, invulnerable and they're going to live forever.
Right.
So they're more likely to take risks and do stupid stuff. I hate to say this part too, but I think this actually does play a big part in it. If you do drink habitually, you either learn your limits and you go, okay, I got to Uber home. If you're 16, you can't, or 18 in this case, you can't Uber. I guess maybe you can, but I don't think you can have your own Uber app. I think you have to be on your parents' Uber and they'd be like, why did you Uber?
You can't take an Uber at the age of 18.
That's another thing to look up. Hey, Logan, could you look that up real quick? Can you take an Uber?
Yeah, what's the age?
Because I need to finish my thought here. I think it's also, there is learned experience with drinking and driving where people know when they get behind the wheel, I hate saying this, but it's true, how to do it a little bit better. Right. How to be a more effective driver. And that comes with experience.
To be less obvious.
The problem with drinking and driving, and this never gets said, is whenever we think of a drunk driver, what do we think of? We think of somebody weaving all over the road and just and not paying attention. That's not the problem with drunk driving. I mean, that is a problem. But mm-hmm. the problem with drunk driving is the impulse control.
Yeah, right.
So when you add teenagers who already have issues with impulse control and then fuel that with alcohol, And pour that on top of it, it's like, you know, pouring gasoline on a fire. So that's a problem with so many drunk drivers and why they cause accidents. It's not because they're weaving all over the road. It's because they're driving, you know, 50, 70 miles an hour over the speed limit. In this case, it had to be almost 100 miles over the speed limit.
Yeah. Sometimes they're driving way under the speed limit.
Yeah.
Because they think that is better. I just won't get caught if I'm just going really slowly.
Yeah.
Also, they don't trust themselves to go faster. And so they go much more slowly.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it is reaction time. You know, when you're younger, your reaction time, you don't know, this is where experience comes in. The more wrecks you've been in, the more time you've been on the road, the more you know instinctively what to do when something happens.
Right.
Like if you're on ice and you skid or whatever, you know kind of what to do with your car. Whereas when you're younger, you don't have the reaction time and you don't know what to do, even if you did.
I think also when you're older, you're more likely to be driving a safer car than if you're younger.
Absolutely.
You're driving some hand-me-down or some souped up, dumb, supercharged turbo thing. Logan, what was the answer there?
So in order to have your own Uber account or anything ride share account, most of the time you have to be 18 years old. But there are, in certain cities in the United States, the ability to create what Uber calls their Uber for Teens account, which a parent or guardian sets up, and then your teenager, ages 13 to 17, can order rides or order food, but it's directly under your supervision, and they have to complete a safety onboarding process in order to qualify.
Right.
So at the age of 18, he should have been able to get an Uber account.
Correct.
True. He should have been able to get one. He just didn't.
Of course
have
he's
one.
Not. Yeah, he just got not. A new turbo engine for his car.
Why would he? He has a car. I think that actually is a smart idea for any parent out there who has kids that are going out. You know, you're not 100% sure what
they don't want to call
responsible
you.
Things. They're worried about calling you. Mm-hmm. Get them an Uber account. You'll know if they use it. But the most important thing is they get home safe. Like, and I've had that discussion with Henry when he's gone to parties. I'd be like, he doesn't drive, so it's not an issue. But I'm like, let me know when you need me to come pick you up. And when you're older, when you drive to these parties, if you've been drinking, I won't get mad at you.
Right.
Just call me. I'll come pick you up. Like I will. We'll talk about it the next day. But that's, you know, that's if this kid had that conversation with his parents, maybe this wouldn't have happened. Probably would have, because he seemed like a jackass. Like it probably would have, because he just seems like an idiot. But I don't know.
The name of the strip club is Bean Snappers, for those who are curious. It's in the probable cause statement. He drank earlier in the night while at the bonfire. He drank
my God.
4 Michelob Ultra beers.
I'm not even getting into how.
And then one Busch NA beer while at Bean Snappers.
Disgusting of a name.
Just out there snapping beans. You know
okay,
what I mean?
All yeah. right. Guys.
Doesn't it sound more like a casino?
A bean strip club? That's not what I'm thinking of when I think of a bean. I might put that on my list for things we're not allowed to say on the air anymore. Snapping beans, guys. Funny. Come on.
Love it.
Not unless you're wearing a thong. All right. Coming up, social media is declining everywhere in the world. Huh? Yeah. Hey. Congratulations. We did it. I don't know why that other music started playing, but it makes me feel heartfelt. except for America. It's not declining here. Great. Why is that? We'll talk about it next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So the good news is that, or at least I consider it good news, social media usage is down around the world. The bad news is we're the exception to this one.
Womp, womp. Yeah, have we passed peak social media? This is from slash dot org. That is hard to say.
Wow.
Social media usage peaked in 2022 and has been on a steady decline. They did a huge analysis, a huge study. 250,000 adults across more than 50 countries were surveyed for this by GWI, and they found that adults aged 16 and older, it's weird saying 16 and older is an adult, but whatever, spent an average of 2 hours and 20 minutes per day on social media platforms at the end of 2024. Might seem like a lot, but that figure is down 10% from 2022, which is kind of, might seem modest, 10% decline, except for when you figure how much social media still plays in our lives, what a huge part it plays in our life. The fact that it's declining at all is pretty phenomenal. The figure is down almost 10% from 2022. The decline is most pronounced among teenagers and people in their 20s. So it's us older people in our 40s, 30s, 50s that are using it the most. Usage has traced a smooth curve upward and then downward over the past decade. It's not simply the unwinding of increased screen time during pandemic lockdowns. The data also captured a shift in how people use these platforms. The share of people who report using social media to stay in touch with friends, express themselves, or meet new people has fallen by more than a quarter since 2014. Social media is it's more just digitized media. It's right. Not, I mean, how much of the time do you spend on social media talking to your friends?
Right.
Very little. Like I don't, if I talk to my friends, I text them. We have group chats. In fact, it's weird to me. Sometimes I'll have friends who will message me through social media and be like, why don't you just text me?
What are you doing?
Yeah. I'm not going on Facebook. Actually, this seems impersonal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, again, this is happening everywhere except for in America. America is not seeing the kind of downward trend that everyone else is seeing. Social media consumption continues to climb in America. By 2024, it reached levels 15% higher than Europe. Meta, Facebook, and OpenAI, Twitter, recently announced new social platforms that will be filled with AI-generated short-form videos. So that is, I feel, one of the reasons you're going to start seeing a decrease in America, as well as seeing a decrease everywhere else, is we've talked about it on the show before, the dead internet theory, where you don't know if you're talking to a real person anymore, because it's so easy to just program a bot that is attuned to the algorithm that will just send out whatever messages you want it to send out. That's going to get it a lot of views and can respond to people even. And eventually, if nobody seems real, then nobody is. And what's the point?
So 913-586-7798. Ask yourself this and use whatever time frame you want. Are you using social media more or less, say a year ago, whatever you want to use lately? Are you using, and are you making a concerted effort to be off social, not off your phone more or less, not off the internet more or less, but off social media more or less?
And why? Is it because you noticed you're not as engaged with the people around you, or because, and more likely, because you just don't trust it anymore? I'll tell you this, the number one reason I don't use social media the way I used to, where I mean, it's for work, and so it's really easy to use that as an excuse, but it's like I would be the world's biggest workaholic with the way I used to be engaged with Twitter back in the day, if I was just doing it for work. The big thing that struck me, and the reason I don't engage or don't use social media nearly as much as I used to, is because the whole thing is just designed to make you angry.
Right.
Like the whole thing, they realized a long time ago, and this is not just social media. I mean, broadcasting realized this, radio realized this. This is why you used to have shock jocks all over the place. They realized a long time ago that if you just piss people off, they're more likely to stay engaged.
Yeah.
Because they'll either want to hear what this idiot has to say next, or maybe they agree with you. But the point is, they're feeding you stuff that is going to make you want to respond.
Right.
And if I go, I guarantee if I go on Facebook right now, let me see what I'll see. Let me look at my, and I'm not going on my personal one, just on my podcast Facebook page. In my feed is Barstool Philly. Well, you know what a huge fan of the Philadelphia Eagles I am, right, Jamie?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, huge fan.
Absolutely.
That's in there all about somebody making fun of the Chiefs. Actually there was an update on the story about the kid who got the stuff from the Giants fan. So
that's good.
Cool. Josh Allen is the greatest quarterback in the game and everybody knows why. Something from a zoo killing an elephant. It's just nonstop stuff that is designed to go, oh, we know he's responded to stuff like this before.
Yeah. I'll answer the question too. I am off social media. I'm not necessarily off the internet as much, but I spend significantly less time on social media now that I'm not on Twitter much. And I don't know when that shift happened, maybe a year ago, where I had signed up for Threads when it first came out, but a lot of the people I follow on Twitter left Twitter and went to Threads or went somewhere else. And so in terms of show prep, which is the only thing I ever used Twitter for, it just wasn't as useful anymore. I just wasn't getting as much stuff out of it. Since I'm not on Twitter, Threads is not great for show. Threads is more,
it's random.
Not for news.
It's not timely.
It's just random.
It's not timely.
Right. Yeah. It's still interesting. It's not as useful for the show. Facebook, I'm just not on Facebook a lot.
Facebook's chaos.
Because I don't post on Facebook and it's not my area of the world.
I post for my podcast stuff. I post that on Facebook. I get good numbers and engagement through that. And it is funny, like some of the stuff I've posted, I realize I'm getting a lot of engagement because it's also feeding it to people who it just pisses them off.
Right.
So I'm getting, I'm not trying to, I'm not putting that stuff out there to piss people off. I'm just expressing my point of view. But because of that, then it pisses people off and that gets me high engagement.
I'm spending more time on YouTube.
Yes, me too. That's
as a result.
If you consider that social media, which I don't because I'm not commenting on anything.
Right.
I'm on YouTube a lot. And even YouTube will be like, hey, you watch this video for a certain length of time. So we're going to feed you a bunch of videos like that. And it was like, well, I watched that video because the guy was an idiot and I wanted to see what he was going to say next. But somebody asked me a really good question. And they said, you guys have said you get a lot of your stuff from Reddit. Do you consider that social media?
You get a lot more from Reddit than I do.
Yeah.
I just check a couple of sites.
So what I like to, what I use Reddit for is I want to see what people are saying about a story.
Right.
So in that respect, I don't really engage as far as going on there and talking or responding to anybody. And even if I did, Reddit is purposefully anonymous.
Right.
So the social aspect of it is kind of withered by that.
Yeah.
I don't consider Reddit to be social media the same way I consider Twitter or Facebook to be. I think of all of them, I think Facebook is the most personal because that and Instagram.
And I use Instagram, but I don't engage in it. Right. I post puppies. All you're going to see right now is dogs.
Yeah.
And trips, and that's it. I use Reddit again from that human interest standpoint. Like the Kansas City Reddit just gives me a good idea of what people are saying about something I already know. Like you said, it's what people are talking about with Chapel Roan. Were there any, you know, traffic problems with it? What were the gunshots near my house last night? Stuff like that.
Right. If we're talking about a specific story that I'm not, the Appleton, Wisconsin one that we were just talking about last break, I might go on the Appleton subreddit or Wisconsin subreddit and see if people are talking about it there and just what local people are saying about it. That it's really useful for that. And the way their system works is because it's based on upvotes and downvotes. You actually see better content that way. Anyway, from the text line, because a lot of people are saying they are giving up on social media as well. It's boring and repetitive. I'm assuming they're talking about social media. I love the show. I listen every day. My social media usage has dropped by 85% over the last 2 years. Too much AI generated recommendations and widespread misinformation. I posted a video the other day. I used AI. Sometimes it's just funny for me to take a photo from the past of me, my family or friends or whatever, and just write, and then everything caught on fire. And it was a picture of me and Rod and Rebecca from like 2018. And I wrote, it was in front of a Christmas tree. And then I everything caught on fire. And in the image, then it, with AI, turns into the Christmas tree bursting into flames and us dancing around it. I posted it on Facebook. And I said, this is fake. This is AI, whatever. People were losing their minds. Like, going, what happened? Oh my God, is everybody okay? Like, what? I don't remember this at all. Like, what happened? It's like, it literally said above it. But people not only didn't use the context clues of why would we be doing this at Christmas in October, but also thought it looked so real that it must be happening.
Yeah. If I didn't do this job, I would happily
not be on social media.
Sign off of everything. Yeah.
913-586-7798. I'll reverse the question. If you use social media still, what social media site do you actually think is good?
And why?
Does anybody think Twitter's good or X anymore? Does anybody think Facebook is good anymore? Are you just going there because it's addictive at this point? 913-586-7798. Talk about it some more coming up on Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Logan, this is one of my favorite songs ever.
George Ezra is so good.
This is one of my favorite songs ever. Sometimes you'll have songs that will just you'll just associate with a place, or as somebody that travels a lot, that songs will come up and I'll just remember exactly where I was. And that is one of those songs that I was like, who is this?
That's a white guy?
It is a white guy. Yes. I was shocked to find that out also. Yes. A very, very tall white guy.
Play it again. I like the song.
He's so good.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Nothing. That's fine. Nope. That's fine. It's totally fine.
I had not heard this. I spent Christmas Day in Australia right before I turned 40. And I heard this on the beach. And I'm like, what is this? And I just love it. It's just so, yeah.
It's not just that he's a white guy. He looks like Logan.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit. I see it. Yeah. Yeah. Just a guy from Hertford in the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's from the UK.
That's funny. All right. So we were talking about social media and how social media usage is down everywhere in the world except for right here in the good old USA. Something we didn't get into that, and I want to throw this out there before we get into the question we asked before the break, is why do you think America is the exception? Why do you think we are not seeing as much of a downtick as other countries, Jamie?
I was asking myself the same question. My first thought is there is just more of us. Then, you know, with the exception of a few countries, like there's a lot more of us than a lot of developed countries. I don't know why that plays into it, but it strikes me that we would be just more addicted, like more easily addicted, more unwilling to let go of it. Other countries do more to like get their people outside. They're just, you know, they just tend to enjoy life a little more. We work more.
I think there's that. I think that I think Americans tend to be more argumentative,
more conflict oriented
driven, yeah. And driven. That might be unfair though. I mean, there's certainly other countries they will let you know how they feel. But I also think part of it is where are all these companies headquartered? Can you name one British social media site?
No.
One German social media site, Russian even. I mean, I'm sure there are some Russian ones, but certainly enough Russian. But they're all headquartered here in America. So they make all their money here.
Right.
Are they going to allow any kind of regulation on social media? Any kind of regulation on AI? These companies it's the Wild West, and they've been allowed to do whatever the hell they want for years. Yeah. The most recriminations we've seen is Mark Zuckerberg having to go in front of Congress and people make him feel bad for a little
and
bit.
And have to explain what Facebook is and what the internet
right.
is.
There's that. Yeah. But they shamed him. They told him like you're the reason that people are killing themselves and then did nothing about it. Whereas other countries are more likely to embrace some kind of regulation. And it's one thing to say, well, you know, regulating free speech and regulating what people are saying. I get we'd be hesitant to do that in the United States because for better or for worse, I think mostly for better, we are a lot more open with our free speech here. And we take pride in the fact that we have free speech in America.
Frankly, that's a really good point. Yeah. We have free speech protection in the first place.
Right. They don't.
That's guaranteed, and they don't.
But when it comes to the regulation of these companies, something needs to be done, because that's mm-hmm. that's the problem, is they know the algorithm puts mm-hmm. stuff in your feed that is designed to make you angry and depressed and sad. They know mm-hmm. it. They know that there's stuff that they're putting in front of you constantly that is going to make you jump to worst case scenarios all the time, or think yeah. the world is against you. And or worse, they put stuff in front of you that's going to make you feel like, you know, keep you insulated into a little bubble where everybody thinks like you. And so, you know, it's okay that I have these crazy thoughts about, you know, the government and conspiracies or whatever, because look at all these other people who think like me. They know that this is dangerous. That's what we tried to shame Mark Zuckerberg about, and still nothing was done about the way the algorithms work, about the placement in the feed, about how they reward bad behavior constantly on these sites.
But it does raise the question, though, why is it down in other countries? Like, if you flip it, it's one thing if it's up here, but why is it down in other countries? What are they doing differently? Other than the free speech, as we said, and the willingness to put more regulation on it. But I wonder about use. Are people using social media less?
So
in other countries,
for instance, in Australia, and this is new, so it doesn't really contribute to the study that we're talking about, which was over yeah. the last couple of years. But Australia has just made it so that you cannot have a social media profile if you're under the age of 16.
How are they enforcing that, I wonder?
They're basically saying to the websites, we will fine you if people for it, the same way you would enforce you can't look at porn if you're 18 or under 18, I mean, in Kansas and some other states.
Now, are we trying that in the U.S. too, though, when they just pay the fines because it's cheaper to just allow?
You would think so. I mean, a lot of that you would think it was just the cost of doing business, and some of the websites, their argument is we don't operate within Kansas, so what are you going to do? Like you can't do anything to us because we don't operate within Kansas, so you can't stop us. The Australia will just fine you right, whether you're there or not. I guess if you're a 16-year-old and you want social media, you'll just get a VPN and right. say that you're actually in America. The good news is, though, that younger people in general aren't using social media as much. That was also in the study. Right. I know that personally. Like Henry, and I don't know why he'd have any reason to lie to me about this, doesn't have a social media profile. Doesn't have Facebook or, well, not that any kid has Facebook, but yeah, Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat, any of those things. He talks to people all the time, but he's in like these giant group chats. That's what they use.
So they're just using it for communicating.
Yeah. Okay. Germany requires social media companies to quickly remove manifestly illegal content, such as hate speech. European Union, the EU, has Digital Services Act, the DSA, which imposes stricter rules on platforms for content moderation and transparency. So they need to show why this stuff is showing up in people's feeds and why that's okay. happening. China imposes significant restrictions and censorship on major social media platforms like Facebook, Google, and Twitter. Then we're getting into some scary ones like North Korea.
How would we ever know?
Has near total bans on social media and internet access. But just think of how much healthier they are mentally because they're not able to go on Twitter, you know?
And can't leave the country, you know?
Yeah. Iran restricts access to platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Weird. Yeah.
Access to anything outside your house. Yeah. Same thing.
Anyway, so when people were saying what social media websites that they use, a lot of them that came up where I still use Facebook, I just ignore the crap and only talk to friends. Because the reason we still use it, because we're lazy. yeah.
If you're honest.
It's because of the political climate. I find myself frequenting, that's not a social media site though, going on Tony's Kansas City quite a bit, and I do not interact with the cesspool of comments there. Still entertaining, though. Yeah, I mean, Tony does a good job. If you like boobs with your local news. Social media serves no purpose. Repetitive AI-generated misinformation, whatever. So, yeah, I think this is also becoming a thing where it's almost like smoking with social media. Like,
shaming.
There's a little bit of shame.
Like, it's not as popular.
Everybody on there, nobody, we asked one specific question. It was, mm-hmm. what social media platform do you still like using? And nobody had an answer. Nobody said, oh, I love Twitter. I love Facebook. Nobody was saying that. It was like, why do I use it? I don't know, because I'm lazy. I'm too lazy to get off. Whatever.
Yeah.
I will say this about X or Twitter. I still use it for content curation because you can make lists and have specific local personalities and news sources in that list. And that's what I use.
Yeah. And you can scan a lot of content at one time, which is what I'll, or if there's breaking news, that's a place that I will go because you can.
Yes, exactly.
Go you can, to one market and look at a bunch of stuff at
right
one time.
There. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, we're going to end the show with this. Family had 6 kids with the same name.
Have you looked at it yet?
I have not. Because I know you wanted to do this. 6 kids with the same name, but it had a different spelling. Jamie's going to see if I can guess the spellings coming up.
Come up with all the ways.
On midday.
Because you and I both have first names that could be spelled in multiple different ways.
Yes, it's annoying.
And so this got my attention. Yes. 2 parents in Virginia have taken the internet by storm, introducing their 6 children to the world, who all essentially have the same name. Let me be clear. It sounds the same, but it is spelled in 6 different ways.
All right. So what is the name?
So the name is Cameron.
Okay.
The kids range in age from 7 months to 9 years. Go ahead for it. And
C-A-M-E-R-O-N.
Correct. And that's the junior.
Right.
That's dad's name.
Okay. K-A-M-E-R-O-N?
I will tell you, none of them begin with a K.
Really?
They all begin with a C.
Okay. Yep. C-A-M-E-R-I-N?
Nope.
No. C... okay, I'm going to give up after this one. C-A-M-M-E-R-O-N.
No.
And then you just add M's to each one after that. Okay, how do they spell them?
All right. The oldest is spelled C-A-M-R-Y-N.
Oh, God.
Cameron. Then we have Cameron Jr. Then we have it's spelled, and I don't know that I would pronounce this as Cameron, but this came up for you and me recently. C-A-M-R-E-O-N.
R-E-O-N.
We have a guest who I think it's spelled that way, and we kept thinking it said
Cameron.
Yes,
I remember that.
But
that's
how it's pronounced.
Or that's coming up, isn't it? Yeah.
Then it's C-A-R-M-Y-N. So all they did was flip 2 letters.
Okay.
Which I would pronounce Carmen, not Cameron, but whatever.
The way I was spelling, at least you would think it's still Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are terrible.
Then we have C-A-M apostrophe capital R-O-N. And then we have the youngest C-A-M-A-R-I-O-N.
Okay. Fantastic.
This is hateful.
This is wrong.
This is horrible.
Also, it is so hateful. Confusing. Why would you do this to your child?
Yes.
Well, because it's not my parents' fault, but the way they spelled my name, Jonathan Weir, and the way my name is spelled means I've had to spend a good chunk of my life spelling out my damn name to people. You've got the same thing. God help them when they get to Monticelli.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's where do you start?
Anyway.
With how people add letters to it that don't belong there.
All right. That's the show for today. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Dana Parks is up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.